This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
When it comes to the news, there is only one man in Melbourne that we trust, and we are so honoured to have him on the phone now. It's welcome back to Joy, Peter Hitchener. How are you going?
Hello, Tom and Jess. Greetings. Good afternoon. Lovely to talk to you, and thank you very much for having me on your show. I don't always get an opportunity to listen in because I'm getting ready for the news normally at this time of day, but it's lovely to take a break and catch up with you both. Thank you very much for having me on.
Oh, what a gentleman he is. What a gentleman.
Yeah.
Oh, Peter. Hitchy, today at Joy is our annual fundraiser, Radiothon, where we ask for donations and memberships to keep the independent radio station that we all love, like, still on air. Peter, as someone who's got 47 years of experience in the working in the media, how important are independent media sources and why should the public financially support them?
I think the more the merrier when it comes to media sources. I think it's very important that we have a wide range, a broad spectrum, if you like, of stations, of media, you know, whether it's radio or television or whatever it is, providing programs that are specific to different members of the audience. And an independent media is what we absolutely need, especially at a time like this, with coronavirus and the pandemic. People are scared. Many people are scared about this, and quite understandably. And it's nice to have reassurance and friendly company, which you both provide, and nice music and so on. And it's important to have media sources you can trust, so you're not always thinking, "Oh, what's the backstory here? What's going on?
What's the agenda?"
You know, you just know. Yeah, what's the agenda? When actually, the agenda, as far as I can tell, with Joy, is just to provide a service to the audience. And that's exactly the way it is with the work that we do at Nine News. It's just to let people know what's going on and hope that we can be of service to them. My experience of Joy is that's very much what you guys do. And I can remember I had the pleasure when the ambassadorship was announced of being in the studio with the Saturday Mag team and also to Lord Mayor Sally Capp. And she echoed those sentiments. She was very much a very strong supporter of Joy Melbourne. So it's lovely. It's very important. Long may it continue. And that's why Radiothon's good too, because it gives everyone an opportunity to financially support a service they believe in.
That is so true. Look, Peter, you did say that we are in some crazy times at the moment, and you've been in the media for quite a few decades now. Has the media changed a lot since you started?
Look, it actually has. Funnily enough, I was just thinking about it the other day. My first job in radio was in 1966, about 65, 66, which, of course, is before anyone who's listening was born. But anyway, and I worked, my first job was in a radio station. I grew up interstate, so that was in Queensland, in Brisbane. And my job was to read the news, prepare the news bulletins, read the news, and also to do station promotions. So if I was doing breakfast news, I would then do promotions in drive in the afternoon. So I got to have a wide experience.
Oh, wow.
And back in those days, television, which I joined 12 months or so later on, was, of course, monochrome. It was black and white and very much different to how things are now. So, look, the technology's changed, but what we're trying to do hasn't, and it's just to be of service, let people know what's going on, and then let them make up their own minds. Just, just never tell people what to think or who to vote for or anything like that. Not our job.
Look, I'm so excited just to hear that Peter Hitchener started off at radio in promotions. I have visions of you in Speedos with the Black Thunders handing out Coca-Cola on the Sunshine Coast.
It was actually in Brisbane, and but they didn't have Black Thunders back then. And very conky station panel van with 4BH Monitor News written on the side. And in the afternoon, during the promotions, I had to go out wearing it was a flying suit, a pilot's flying suit from the U.S. Air Force.
Oh.
And it was hot as, hot as can be. It was this rubberized thing that was used every summer, as it had been for 6 years. and it wasn't really easy to clean it out. By the time I finished my shift, I took the helmet off with great relish. Ooh, it got hot in there, I can tell you.
Well, I tell you what, it's getting hot in the studio. Are you talking about that, sir? Let me tell you that. It is very exciting.
That's so exciting. Now, well, there, you have touched on a few things, like the ambassadorship, which is recently.
Yes.
You became a Joy ambassador?
Yes, I was asked to, you know, to lend my voice to the work of Joy, to the programs, to the initiatives that Joy undertakes. It's been going for a very long time, has Joy Melbourne, and I think serving its audience very well. And there's a lot of niche programs that you can tune into throughout the day, throughout the week. And it's just very important. So when MACA asked me if I would like to be an ambassador, I said I would be very honoured. And so Sally Capp, the Lord Mayor, and I were announced as ambassadors, I think, on the same day, a couple of months ago.
Yes, we love
Sally. Well, we are honoured as well that you accepted.
Thank you.
Well, look, Peter, thank you so much. We should let you go and get your makeup on, getting ready all pretty for TV.
Can I ask what tie you'll be wearing?
I'm just kidding. The tie I'm wearing, yes. has little squares on it. And it's actually quite a nice one. I didn't choose it, of course. It's not chosen by me. It's chosen by the stylist. I just do what I'm told. And in the industry, that's probably the way it always has been and always will. That's showbiz.
That's showbiz. Look, during these crazy times, we are so lucky to have Peter Hitchener on our air every night at 6 p.m. on Channel 9, giving us the news, telling us what's happening, and somebody we can trust. Look, it's been such an honour having you again talk to us today. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Hitchy.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Jess. Thanks, Tom. You're both legends. Have fun.
Thank you.
I'm going to use that as a soundbite forever.
Wrap up your Thursdays with Tom and Jess on Joy Drive. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au, or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.